Microsoft remains the undisputed king of software. Yesterday, the company reported strong quarterly sales, more than $17 billion, and strong profits. NPR's Wendy Kaufman has more.
Critics say Microsoft is staid and lacks vision. Indeed, its stock price has traded within a very narrow range for just about all of the past decade. Still, the company continues to churn out profits and dividends quarter after quarter. For the latest period, the company's net income was up 6% over the same period last year. Quarterly profits were $5.7 billion, or 68 cents a share.
The theme song is Rawhide. They kept them doggies rolling.
That's Rob Helm, an analyst with the independent firm Directions on Microsoft. He says companies are in the middle of a wave of PC buying.
Businesses are putting in Windows 7 and getting rid of all those machines running Windows XP. And so between now and 2014, there'll still be a lot of business PC sales.
So far, those corporate sales have been strong enough to offset shrinking demand for PCs by U.S. consumers. Those consumers are increasingly turning to tablets and other mobile devices. And as more businesses shift to tablets, the pressure on Microsoft will grow. So far, at least, the company hasn't had much success making the transition from PCs to mobile computing. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.